everyone. Welcome to Jason Major's Sex Party. Yeah.
Woo. Thursday night edition.
Indeed. I'm your host, Jason Major. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm heterosexual, I'm cisgendered, polyamorous, and I'm into open non-monogamous relationships. Basically, I would totally fuck your girlfriend, but only if you'd both high-five me afterwards. This show does discuss sex and sexuality in extremely explicit terms, so if you're easily offended, then you should fuck the fuck off right now. Let us meet our teams for tonight. On your left is team captain, comedian Amy Clare. Joining her is the sardonic and sexy comedian, Susanna Lee. Rounding out Team Amy, the curvy, clever, and insanely cute adult film star, Alex Chance. On your right is team captain, comedian Eric Normington. Joining him is the lovely and brilliant sexologist, Dr. Lori Bennett Cook. Last but certainly not least is the gorgeously fierce fighter for sex worker rights, podcaster Susie Q. James. Thank you all for joining the party. We're going to be covering some taboo topics, but only with our players' consent. They are being paid, but that doesn't mean they're required to do anything they don't feel comfortable doing. The good news is the points don't really matter. Bad news is that's because I've designed most of these games to be completely unwinnable. To prevail at this test of sexual depravity, I will be giving out points for anything that tickles my fancy. Interesting opinions about sex, facts about sex in general, or facts about your sex life specifically. However, I will also be deducting points whenever someone says something shitty or generally sex negative. Big time point loss for anything homophobic, transphobic, misogynist, racist, etc. Basically, if you're not seeking the Republican nomination for president, then you should be fine. All right, so now that money has changed hands and everyone is sure that I'm not a cop, let's get this party started. Time for our first of three rounds, a game I call Sex Laws. Over the course of our glorious history, politicians have done their best to keep a tight legal fist squeezed around our tender libidos. Some of the sillier laws are still on the books and could land you in jail, so this game is sort of a public service, sort of. I'm going to present each team with two examples of strange laws revolving around sex. Your job is to guess which is the real law that exists out there in the world and which one I just made up. Bonus points for any stories involving run-ins with the law during sexy time activities. Let's start with Eric's team.
Okay, hello.
Okay, so two laws. One of them is real, one of them is false.
Sure.
Okay. Yes. Eric's team. In Mobile, Alabama, is it illegal to...
Sorry, that made me laugh. Okay.
In Mobile, Alabama, it is illegal to, quote, spray one seed outside the body of a woman.
Okay.
Or in Arkansas, a husband is allowed to beat his wife, but only once a month.
While sodomy laws have been, you know, legal, not legal, and throughout history, I don't know personally of any laws around where the ejaculate lands.
Right.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I could be.
Kind of seems like that's the whole point.
It's more like a courtesy thing, more of a courtesy like, guideline than it is a law.
Yeah. No. Totally. I think you should, like, you know, this is America. We should be able to come wherever.
That's right.
Whoever.
Yeah. Washington was coming into the Potomac. He
fought for those rights.
He fought for those rights.
And now we celebrate those freedoms.
Did he really come in the Potomac?
Yes. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
That's why they call it.
I have a question.
That's why I always
look so serious. Susanna. Susanna has a question.
I fucked a one-man band in Arkansas once. Now, he spanked me, but we were not husband and wife. Is that legal?
And was it on the courthouse
Lori?
Steps?
It wasn't. No, it was in a comedy condo.
Okay, so you're going...
We're going pretty firmly Arkansas.
Yeah,
you're going pretty firmly Arkansas.
I just, because this is my favorite part. The one law was in Mobile, Alabama.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the other was what?
Mobile, Alabama, it is illegal to, quote, spray one seed outside the body of a woman. Or in Arkansas, a husband is allowed to beat his wife, but only once a month.
That's throughout the state of Arkansas.
Just the whole state.
The whole state, yes. I mean, you know, they didn't want
to
narrow it down for people.
I just can't see Mobile lawmakers being like, be sure you include the spraying of the seed affidavit, Michael. Make sure, like, I just don't. Like,
into the farm bill.
I want to police that. Right?
Sure.
Whole subcommittee could be started.
What's your job? Well.
Yeah. All right.
Did we win?
Yes, you win. You get points. Yes,
this ringer.
Apparently, this law was instated in the 1800s, but still remains on the books as of this show. So, Lori, you've heard of this before.
I have heard of this before. Yes.
And is it still
know
enforced?
That in Florida, it's against the law to have sex with a fish if you're drunk.
Sober's cool. Sober's all
right. Apparently.
Does the fish have to be sober as well?
Yeah. Is it like one of the pucker fish?
They don't say.
No, you don't
they just
do
say.
That.
They just
How do mermaids wanna... come into play with that? Is that a gray area of the law?
Yeah, it's probably a gray area.
Yeah.
Well, I've always wondered,
sure,
like,
somebody that could fight how, that.
What do you do with a mermaid? Because, like, female fishes lay eggs. They don't, like, there's no where to put the penis in a fish, really.
See, I just want to know because these laws are made because somebody did that.
Somebody has
That's
to fuck
why
it up,
they were
you know?
Made.
There
for everybody,
is a
right?
There is, out there, there is yeah, a fuckable just... fish. It exists.
Oh, Someone yeah. just it looked must. At that fish in the aquarium and was like,
I want me some
you
of that.
You got a pretty mouth.
A fish.
The way those gills.
Just out of all the animals, a fish is your go-to? Like,
but does
like,
a dolphin wow. count
what's
as
available
a fish?
If you live in a coastal area.
If you're working in an aquarium and you're lonely.
You know?
All right, moving on. Amy's team.
We're ready.
Okay, excellent. In Kentucky, a woman cannot remarry the same man more than 3 times. Or in Mississippi, the maximum number of sexual partners allowed in one bed is 4.
Per usual with these weird laws, it's like, how is this measured? Like, who's like the fucking bed police that's like, I'm sorry, there are 5 of you.
Just knocking on the door, walks gonna, in, just like,
you're
really,
all arrested.
So it's 4 people total or 4 sexual partners in addition to yourself?
I think it's 4 sexual partners total.
You
it says number of sexual partners allowed in one bed is 4.
All right.
I mean, in a California king, you might be able to fit more than that.
How many have you had in a bed at one time, Alex?
I'm not sure. Not in a bed.
How, in a room. How about this?
in a room on couches, 10. Although I did once fit 12 people in a McDonald's booth.
Did they let you back in the McDonald's?
In the
you were having sex in the McDonald's?
No, I wasn't booths? Having sex. No, we just wanted to see how many people we could fit in a McDonald's booth.
They were just having some pancakes.
But no, I did do a 10-person orgy, and yeah, we fit 10
Can
people
anyone
on like
beat
an
that?
L-shaped couch thing.
Anyone beat 10-person orgy?
I don't think so.
Points.
Good job.
Look, it sounds plausible you could marry the same person more than 3 times because you're... stupid.
I feel like they'd get mad.
Also, it's just like county paperwork time. They just don't want
to
do.
They just had to put. They put the kibosh on it. They're like, quit fucking marrying that guy.
What if you just like not learn the first 2 times?
How many people have you had in a bed at one time? If I may ask, Susanna.
Oh, just 3.
Just 3? Okay, just 3.
Oh, well, you're within the legal limit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're under.
I'm not a lawbreaker. You know,
that's nice. I think 4 for me, but it was more like kind of like that college thing, like it was me and someone else.
Yeah, my
someone.
Own bed, it's been 4.
Where you're just like pretending like the other couple's not there because you live in a dorm.
The hand doesn't wander.
Was there a bear, like a blanket?
Like maybe
barrier?
A pillow, you know, like. So glad I never have to be 18 again.
I think it's.
You think this?
I think it's a marriage thing.
I think that's the real one or the fake one?
I think that's the real one.
Yeah, I think the marriage one's
the
real.
Marriage.
Final answer.
You believe in Kentucky, a woman cannot remarry the same man more than 3 times.
Yes.
Correct. That is correct.
Wait. Never mind. Yes, that's what that was our answer.
That was yeah.
Oh, did you? I'll give definite. You points anyway.
I had sex with my wife while she was pregnant with twins, so that maxes me out.
That's 4. Really close.
That's 4.
The legal limit.
4.
Yeah.
You're good. Skirting
me. I'm in it too, guys. I made it too. I have my own story. 4.
Wild times. I don't even know how I feel about that.
All right, let's move on.
Hey, get it where you can get it, Alex. That's all I'm saying.
Eric's team?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In go Vermont... on. A wife needs the husband's permission to wear false teeth.
Okay.
Or in Minnesota, women over 200 pounds are barred from performing publicly while nude.
Performing no. publicly while nude?
In where?
In Minnesota.
So they can't be strippers?
That
I'm
seems like
sure that's
state.
Not
a
true.
Cold weather state to have a, some sort of like, maximum weight yeah, limit sounds
I agree,
unfair.
I agree.
And I feel like that's the Minneapolis definitely has like a neo burlesque movement. So I think that would really, you know, enforce what eyes would
Vermont,
create some problems.
And then I don't understand the what's
Vermont.
The sexual part of the false teeth?
Yeah, yeah. Why is that sexual to you, Jason? Why'd you choose that one?
I personally support this law.
Permission to wear false teeth. Huh.
I mean, come on. Won't somebody think of the blowjobs, please?
Right?
Oh,
I mean, like, I think that the likelihood that, like, fatphobic misogyny is going to get written into law is far more likely than, like, orthodontic permission. Right. I don't know. Like, it just knowing what I know about
that
America.
That is sort of how the country works. Like, yeah.
That law is filed under orthodontic permission.
Yeah.
There's a whole
it's one of those laws. Yeah, it's a whole section.
Braces
yeah,
are in there.
I'm with that. I mean, yeah. I think I would... I'd go like, with that we think that the Minnesota law is the truth.
Like some horrible law from way back that just never got unwritten.
Right.
What do
that,
you think?
That larger women are performed from barring publicly while nude.
That just seems more plausible than the other one.
And if it was written in, like, you know, during the first nude dancing times at the turn of the century when 200 pounds really meant that you were, you know, that was not a... the weight that people got to because everyone
like
was malnourished and dying.
Right.
You were probably too rich and opulent to be performing.
Yeah, you shouldn't even be
We don't want you here.
It was before...
Get another job.
Before high fructose corn syrup.
Right. And, before girls were just like, I'm going to dance this summer and write about it, you
before
know?
Before
like,
all us poor people caught up to the rich and opulent. I'm down for going... We're going Minnesota.
Minnesota, fat phobia for the win, please. Final answer.
I'm sorry. No, in Vermont,
see?
A wife needs the husband's permission to wear false teeth.
That's
and
so weird.
Again, I kind of support this law. Moving on.
Move to Vermont, then, you weirdo.
Usually, a bet on misogyny is a bet for the win. I don't know.
Okay, Amy's team. Amy's team.
Yeah, I'm just still fascinated by asking permission to.
It's all right.
About my fucking teeth.
I agree
but...
with the blowjob thing, though. There was a movie where an old woman gave a guy a blowjob once. I don't remember what it was. And she took out her teeth, and he's like, kind of had this surprisingly good look on his face. I guess there's nothing to get in the way.
Yeah.
Has anybody had that experience?
Well, I have a cousin in Tennessee, because I'm from the South, who is really probably only like 45, and she takes her teeth out to eat. She did it at Thanksgiving and put it like in her bra. It's good stuff.
You can't make that up.
I guess she gives fabulous blowjobs.
It was nice of her husband to give her permission to get those false.
Yeah, she had permission, apparently.
Thank God.
All right, Amy's team. Here's yours.
We're ready.
In Louisiana, a child from parents of more than one race must be registered with the local township. Ooh. Or in Arizona... possessing more than two vibrators in your home is illegal.
I'm from Louisiana. I don't remember that law.
I think it's the first one.
Did you know any biracial people growing up in Louisiana? Or no?
Fuck.
No.
I mean...
Did you, until you met me in college, that was the first time you met
somebody.
You
might have been my first.
Can you reread the first one, please?
Yes. In Louisiana, a child from parents of more than one race must be registered with a local township.
And the second one?
In Arizona, possessing more than two vibrators in your home is illegal.
Arizona's pretty fucked up, too.
I
want to
see
Arizona's way
too. Agreed. Bonus points. And my cousin had a novelty Arizona plate, one vibrator or die. If that gives you a hint.
Yeah, I've seen
you
those.
Can own as many guns as you'd like in Arizona,
right,
but
exactly.
Vibrators...
lockdown.
Those can be dangerous. If a kid comes across a vibrator, imagine what could happen.
Is it anything that vibrates?
I don't.
Is vibrating
is that just
dildos
for women? Or
you're only allowed
men
one cell phone.
As well? Can men have two? Or can
and
men
if
have
they're together,
than
can you each have two? Okay,
right. Can a couple have four, or is it two per household? It
That's says, what I was going to say. Like per.
Yeah.
You know. What
does,
if you have roommates?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, this is.
It does
it's
say possessing
endless.
More than two vibrators in your home is illegal. So I'm going to assume that
so you got one for the car, you got one for the home, you got one for the office. It's okay. You can
sure.
still have all the ones you want.
The thing with the biracial thing in Louisiana might be real, but I just don't. Is anyone using the word township anymore, Jason? Is that?
But I feel like with the
Jason
verbiage township,
it makes it sound even more antiquated. This is hard,
it's a toughie.
Guys.
It's a toughie.
Whatever you guys choose does become law.
I know.
That's true.
Like I said, sounds like something
that
people would have been
game.
Like, oh, white people and black people are having sex. We better put them on the registry.
But I think that was that maybe wasn't something that got discussed so long ago as they called things townships.
Ah, you've got
you know?
A point with that.
But that
one.
Means
but also,
that means then Jason's ew. Using the word township.
Right,
do
exactly.
we believe that?
Well, I don't know. That's what kind of tripped me up because I would hate to think that, like, if Jason had to make up one of those things, I would like to think that his mind goes more towards like too many vibrators for just one lady or guy. Or then, you know,
okay, well
biracial
then,
kids need to be
registered. So then we think the Louisiana one's the real one?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with the Louisiana one.
We've gone in a circle. This is life or death.
Life or death.
The cure to cancer will be determined by the way we answer this question.
You might be the weakest link.
I think the Louisiana one's the real one.
You're going with Louisiana. Okay. You think that in Louisiana, a child of parents of more than one race must be registered with the local township.
Louisiana slam.
I'm sorry. No. In Arizona, possessing more than two vibrators in your home is illegal. If you own more than two in your house, you can be subject to criminal possession.
I think I was a little confused by that because I was just in Arizona.
And you definitely have more than two vibrators with you.
Shooting pornography, and my friend had two large drawers about this big, and the people I was shooting for had a plethora of vibrators and other masturbatory products.
Well, they were just legal. Really...
So I think, I guess I was just in cahoots with a bunch of lawbreakers.
Yeah. It does say if you own.
They didn't get caught.
It does say if really you own, so maybe they were rentals?
Well, you know how, like, when you buy Sudafed?
That's a good point. Can you
work
rent?
Around.
I don't know.
In the
Can you
home.
Rent them to a friend?
They all just had different property of tags on the base.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe it was a law from way back when resources were scarce, like during the war, and people had to, like, ration out, like, rubber and
nylon. Do your part for America.
Yeah.
Try to stick with just one vibrator.
Do Save you our really soldiers. Need two?
Do you want G.I. Joe to be caught with his pants down without that vibrator?
We're going to break the rest down and make them into B-52s.
How else are they going to put the Huns on the run without their rabbits?
Listen, boss, I've got a scoop. You don't need more than two vibrators.
All right, and with that, I'm going to give, let's see, Amy's team gets 20 points.
Okay.
Eric's team, 18. Very close. Very close.
We're still winning.
22-8. All right, before we move on, let's get to know one of our teams. First up, let's meet team captain Eric Normington.
Hi.
Eric, may I inquire as to your gender and sexuality, if you don't mind?
I am a cisgendered male heterosexual. I am married. I have children. And that's it.
You have a lot of
period.
Children.
Period.
How many children do you have? You have four.
I have three children.
How's that going? How are the kids?
They're great. It's great to be here away from them.
How is sex in a house full with three children?
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. At this point, it's a total whatever. They all sleep well, so it's no big deal. It's no big deal, and you do what you gotta do.
Next up, she is a sex therapist and sex educator who has worked as a professional dom, an escort, a sex surrogate, and a sex worker at a brothel in Nevada, Dr. Lori Bennett Cook. Woo! Lori, may I inquire as to your gender and sexuality?
My gender is female. My sexuality is very hedonistic, so it depends on my mood and who I'm around.
Ooh, so you are up for...
Probably everybody in the room has a chance.
Nice.
Thank you, we're tied.
And let me ask you, what do you think is the biggest misconception about sex workers out there?
I think that people tend to, society in general tends to think that those poor girl sex workers, they get into pornography, sex work, escorting, whatever it is, because they don't have other options, or they don't have any education, or they have low self-esteem. I can tell you that sex work that I've done is probably the most honest work I've ever done, and it definitely takes a shit ton of confidence to get out there and say, yes, I am worth what I'm telling you that you'll have to pay.
What is a sexual surrogate?
Sexual surrogate is very fascinating. I'm glad that you asked. Sex surrogacy is that I work with a therapist and the client, and I see clients that are 45-year-old virgin types, or maybe war vets that have come home, 20-something-year-olds that now have spinal cord injuries, people that have erectile dysfunction. I work primarily with men, although I've worked with women as well. And if they're having any sexual dysfunctions, issues, concerns of any kind at all, and talk therapy just isn't enough because sex is super tactile, it's hands-on, it's touch, all of that. So just talking or reading a book about that doesn't work. Or taking somebody who's 45 and has never had a date and is too scared to get out there and just tell them, go figure it out, isn't fair. So I do hands-on from the very beginning, getting to know you, all the way up through we have a actual genuine relationship. And I am their relationship sexual surrogate partner during that time.
That's
until
awesome.
They get wings to fly and take off on their own.
It's like you're the mama bird.
Very much, very much. Free. Yes. You're free. Now you can go propagate the world. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Next up, she's the creator and host of the acclaimed podcast, The Whorecast, as well as a columnist for the San Francisco Weekly. She's also a sex worker and AVN-nominated adult star, Susie Q. James.
Hi. Hi there.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And Susie, may I inquire as to your gender and sexuality?
I am a queer femme out of the Bay Area.
Lovely.
Headed back there tonight. I know you're going to ask if I'm monogamous or polyamorous.
Only if you want to answer, though.
Oh, no. I'm fine with answering that. I am polyamorous. I'm engaged. I'm getting married in August. Thank you. No. I'm very excited. Woo! But I'm not here with my fiancé tonight. I'm here with my boyfriend, Sam Solo. So.
Woo!
I feel very lucky, yes.
And do you have any advice for anyone, like, considering to getting into sex work? Like, what do you, what sort of...
Gosh, all of the things. Let's see. The main thing is that it comes with this stigma, you know, that is very real. And as cool and exciting as the world of porn or escorting or pro BDSM services may sound, and they are really cool in my experience, that is going to, in the society we live in, impede certain aspects of your life. You know, if you want to work with kids someday or you want to be president someday, potentially, you're going to come up against folks who are going to have potentially a negative perception of what you've done. And if you're ready to take that on, awesome. But you got to be sure.
I look forward to our first porn star president, quite frankly.
I'm working on it so hard right now already.
President Alex Chance.
2016. Yeah.
And to piggyback on that, anybody that wants to pursue any kind of sex work, own it.
Yeah.
Because it could come back to you. So, and if you own your, you had a lot less chance of stigmatization for yourself.
Yeah.
And people can't shame you for something you own. So.
And people will find out.
They will find out.
I know, they always find out.
So don't think you can keep it in the closet.
It's
They'll
so
find
cute
out.
When people think they're not going to find out. It's like you're on the internet.
Totally.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to round two. All right. So now for our next game. In honor of Rick from The Walking Dead, I present a game I call Things and Stuff. I'm going to present both teams with various random categories. I will assign
of things
points.
And stuff?
I'm sorry?
Of Things and Stuff?
Of Things and Stuff, okay. Yes. I will assign points for examples of things and stuff that belong in those specific categories. Okay. For example, if I say things Bill Cosby is currently best known for, then you'd, of course, say the 1987 film classic Leonard Part 6.
Sure.
And I'd give you points for remembering Leonard Part 6, mostly because Bill Cosby has tried to distance himself from that movie. And I feel that Cosby should be forced to confront all of his crimes. So this is for both teams. So anyone can chime in.
Okay.
Things that go through the mind of a sex worker or adult film star while they're at work.
Did I lock my door?
I'm starving.
Is my string still tucked? Is my string still tucked?
Are you talking about your IUD string? Or?
Not an IUD string.
Oh, really?
I'm so not charging for this one. It's on me.
Well, wait.
I never thought that.
So, like, has that ever happened?
No, because I would check before I went in with every customer.
Yeah.
Like, I would spread it open and check and make sure that when I did that in front of the customer, they didn't see, like, the white string. Now, I found a tampon once that had a pink string, but then I couldn't find it again, so.
Ooh.
Do you ever use the, sea sponge?
Mm-mm.
I use
makeup because that works fantastic. Sea sponges work fantastic.
Because sea sponges sometimes will cut the head of the guy's penis, which is bad.
Oh, I haven't had that.
That's good to know. Yeah, the little white wedges.
Deduct a point.
I'll make a note for that.
Things that go through your head.
Fart jokes.
Is his dick really gonna not stay hard? I mean, come on.
How do guys like guys really like? I guess you're. I'm sweating like a pig, so I can imagine that if I was trying to have an erection, things
it's
would not
so
go
hard.
Well.
They
get nervous.
Dudes have very hard jobs.
Did
porn.
He take his Viagra
really?
Today?
They get nervous and they feel like they're up against like not just trying to perform for you, but they would know that okay, you've probably been with like six other people already that day, so they're like, okay, I'm
what?
Gonna really do this.
If I were a porn star, I think this is what I would go through my mind. Just think of baseball.
No, until it's time. Well, when I think of baseball, I tend to other things happen. The opposite of I think what happens.
I did
when you
once
think of baseball.
Fool around with a Dodger.
Yeah. I recently did a baseball-themed gangbang, which was like real fantasy for me. It was a huge
time. Was it for kink?
Yeah, it was.
That's amazing.
Was it called Bats Empty the Dugouts?
I did... say, hey.
Scoring a triple, I would say.
The best part about the baseball well, player was, though, we didn't have a condom, so he just ate my pussy all night. It was awesome.
Another day.
Well, just like baseball.
Well, how about this going through my mind as a sex worker would be in, out, in, right? Just sort of directional. Like, very pragmatic.
Don't miss the hole. Don't miss the hole.
He missed the hole.
I find myself thinking a lot, Shut up.
Stop talking.
Do you get a lot of talkers? I hate when the guys talk. It's just not... Or when they... like they're at the gym or something. Like the guys that are too loud when they lift at the gym.
Do they need a spotter?
Do they? They need a spotter.
You should ask that.
Or when they're the one that I hate the most, is they're like, well, I'm going to teach you something new.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But my favorite, I'm so good at eating pussy.
Oh,
I'm gonna rock your fucking world.
I hate that.
Okay.
Actually, the thing that I think the most when I'm on the job is give me all of your money. Give me all of your fucking money.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No, it depends on the client though, because some of them it's just like, okay, that was, you know, they're done. And others it's like rebook.
Things God apparently can't see or hear.
Masturbation.
Justin Bieber.
I always think like heterosexual anal sex. That's
white
fine.
Michael Jackson.
white Michael Jackson?
What priests do behind closed doors?
Apparently not.
Yeah. Altar boy screams?
Ooh. Gonna give you some points.
That was the better version.
Altar boy screams. Sounds like a band name.
That's a great band name.
What's that joke? Or is it such a good boy?
My nightly prayers for a permanent orgasm.
I would just say prayers.
How many candles do I have to light?
That's actually very debilitating. There are actually people out there who have
really stuck,
who have like they cannot stop orgasming, and it's debilitating
like
for their
to
lives.
Stop that.
Really?
Yeah,
they
it's
have
like
surgery
to stop it because it's a
what
horrific.
Let's see. Let's
gods
see.
Can't see or hear. God can't see
gods
or hear.
If you're multi-theistic, yes.
I think Mormon sex. I think that's
accidental anal.
Yeah.
He turns a blind eye.
No, as long as it's a man and a woman. If it's two men and it's accidental, it's still the God hears that immediately.
Oh, actually, he also doesn't count it or see it if they're still a virgin and it's anal. I did a scene like that the other day. I said I was a virgin with a straight face.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Let's try.
Can you say
give
it now?
Give it a try.
Go for it.
Alex, are you...
I would say that God doesn't see or hear, like, the blowjobs that straight dudes give to each other. Like, I think that's...
Because they're
that's
still straight.
Out, yeah.
I want to hear your I'm a virgin.
I'm a virgin. Yeah. I go to church every Sunday.
It's like the blink. The blink is what kills
it. I can't do it.
Blink and nod.
I could do it when I was in
I'm
the moment.
I'm still not convinced.
And I also had to put tape over my pussy. Because it was off limits.
Awesome.
And it was
like masking tape or like painter's tape.
Here's a thing that God actually does not see or hear. It's a Mormon sex technique. I'm really into Mormons. Called soaking. Is anyone familiar with soaking?
No.
It's where the male puts his penis inside of, you know, whoever, and just stays very still and just lets it kind of soak.
Is it like an advanced form of dry humping?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it doesn't count. You're still a virgin. It's just soaking in the juice.
Like a sexual pickling.
You know, it's disgusting.
But wait, as I understood it, and you know, the actual penetration is the point where...
No, it's the friction, apparently.
No, yeah,
I'm not making this up. This is a totally legit Mormon
so
thing.
That
I'm going to go Google this afterwards.
Jason, there's a space, and you're inside the space.
Yeah, that's all. Okay. It's just
you're just occupying.
Sexual about
like
that.
We are sitting next to each other in the same space. Like but we're not, you know.
So it could be like air.
We're not like that.
Dancing's only dancing if you're moving. Otherwise, it's just hugging. So.
You have to leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
sure.
It's true.
Leave room for Jesus.
Ways to annoy a sex worker or a porn star.
Oh my God!
Don't pay her.
order a bunch of pizzas and have it sent to her house.
But I like pizza.
She's not going to know where you live. No.
Mansplaining.
Mansplaining?
Mansplaining. It happens far too often. It affects most sex workers, you know. And no one's talking about it except all of the men. Sorry. No one? Really?
I know what mansplaining is.
I don't know what it is.
Really know what mansplaining?
I know.
You know when a dude comes in and is like, Hey, I know you're drinking this beer right now, but let me tell you about this beer. This beer right here. So hoppy, so good. You know the place up here? You know what I'm talking about. Well, let me tell you about it. That's mansplaining. I just mansplained.
Or just before they pay you, they go, you know, I really never pay for this. I never have to pay for sex.
Oh, or the best part, when a guy knows that, you know, that I do porn or since before I had a boyfriend or whatever, you know, so you go on... You know, you go on the first date, so then and they automatically think sex is happening just because of what. So, like after having one drink, so you want to go like back to like I live like right around the corner.
I could just fuck your tits right
they
now.
They live right around the corner
Sounds
from where you happen
now.
To go, and I'm just like no. I don't even know yet.
But when you date a dentist, like they don't automatically clean your teeth right. at the end of the night.
Right? Only.
So fucking right? ridiculous.
And it's not like you just open your mouth and just like
I think that's a misconception too because
Because hygienists clean teeth.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Because the civilian men don't realize that clients treat us like fucking goddesses. We are treated so well by clientele.
Sometimes.
For the most part, I have been. So then when you go on a date with somebody, and I mean, the bar's been set pretty high.
Yeah. Here's something that not necessarily clients or men do, but just civilians in general do to sex workers, at least that I've experienced, is they try to think up what they would charge. Like, I had my massage therapist do this to me, right? I'm laying there naked. Like, my wrists are all fucked up because I've been fucking doing gangbangs all week. And, like, she's like, oh, it's crazy. Like, I thought about doing the erotic massage thing. Like, so many of my friends have told me, you know, you're blonde, you can make a lot of money. But, you know, like, I think I would need, like, at least $3,000 to, like, even do that. And I'm like, okay, just keep talking, bitch. Okay, all
That's
right.
That's so cute, like, that you think that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, like, it's so insulting to, like, the person that you're interacting with because you don't know you don't know the price that they charge, if it's less than, more than. Like, it's just you don't do that.
Want $10
again,
million.
You're not,
dollars.
You're not, like, getting your teeth clean. You're like, if I were a dentist, I would charge. Like,
how much are you getting paid for this? I mean, you should at least get it. I would want at least.
I'd like at least $3,000 a tooth. This is absurd.
I think one of my personal favorites is whenever I date a civilian, one specific one,
James Corbett.
No, so he's just like, so since like you're fucking people at work, right? Yeah. I'm like, uh-huh. Go on. Because I'm curious to see where this is going to go. So he's like, so like if I go out to a bar, can I just like fuck any chick that I meet?
Yeah, I'd just love to see her perform her pass testing and, like, you know.
Yeah, sure. Like, that doesn't... I was like, it doesn't work like that. Like, this is my job. Like, I'm tested every 14 days. Like, I'm getting paid for this. Like, it's filmed for production use. He's like, but I just don't understand. Needless to say, we're not together anymore.
I think people don't get that, like, the performative aspect of sex. Like, you know, a perfect example is, like, a cooking show. You know when you make a cake... there's a lot of steps involved. You get kind of messy. You're really more concerned with how the cake tastes than anything else. When you make a cake on a cooking show, it's a plastic cake. It's like, oh, look, and it's ready.
It's out of the oven. Here it is.
Like, and that's what making porn is like. Like, there's the sex that you have when you're only concerned about making someone come. And then there's the sex that you have when you're concerned about making a whole audience come across
millions of people.
You know,
and
it's
then there's
totally
the sex
different.
That you're like, it's all about me. I am not on duty and...
And I am
Bring
not
what
getting
I
on top.
That's right.
I just really want some
That's
cake.
That's why I don't bake.
Amy just wants cake now.
No, I just want some cake.
Things for which a person should be dumped immediately.
Tevas.
What? Agreed.
What? Tevas sandals?
Crocs.
What'd you say?
Tevas.
I don't know what that is.
Those shoes with the individual toes.
Yeah.
Those were proved to be fake. They didn't provide any benefits. They've been, the science proved that.
Did you own a pair?
Have your toe show. No, mine. I sold mine. I
you have probably them. Have Tevas. They're like no, active have. Sandals.
Hosting a sex theme panel show? Is that
Game of Thrones spoilers.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
immediate dump.
Yeah, no, I host a Game of Thrones podcast with my boyfriend, and it's called Winter is Coming on Your Face. You check it out. Woo. But he has read all of the books and like knows all of the lore, and I'm just a show watcher myself. So we have a very serious pact around like well, no.
You're getting freed up now. You're both along for a new
I know. Ride. It's a new day. No one knows anything that's happening except the weird HBO writers. Then they don't really even know what's fucking happening. But, no, yeah, that's Game of Thrones spoilers. That's serious business.
Dirty fingernails.
Ooh, and, like, long ones, too, you know?
Now, if you don't, like...
What if they're going for a world record or something?
No.
But, yeah, it's like when, especially with anal... When you're when you don't have trimmed fingernails and you're trying to go into a girl's butthole, then you're gonna nick her butthole and then you're not gonna get her butthole.
Yeah.
Advice. That Very hurts. Good advice. Mm-hmm.
Or girls with stiletto nails.
Stiletto nails.
Yeah, those are not so bad. I was fisted recently with a girl with stiletto nails. You just put a glove on, it's fine.
Oh, but no.
As long as they're rounded.
With no glove. No.
Like right here is just perfect.
Like the dragon claws where I had a girl ow.
See how it comes right to vagina. The finger. See? It's like just right. It's like right at the finger.
I was at a party one time. It was a swinger party, and I swear we all got up at one point to like go grab a drink, and all of a sudden we realized like turned on the lights, and there was just like it looked some like someone had been murdered in the bed, and like
dear.
Yeah, someone had like a nicked with a fingernail, and they didn't even really know it at the time. Yeah, like we actually had to call the person who had rented the room had to call down to the front desk and like say that they had their period.
Oh my god!
Oh, no.
I was about to ask if it was their period at first before you said
like,
that.
I'm gonna need. We're gonna need some extra towels
and some sheets
in room 310.
Maybe a new mattress.
My okay, another deal breaker is shower. Please. People, if you know like you're hooking up and you don't take a shower first,
don't show. Please don't have hair on your actual penis.
No.
Like
going
that.
Up it like a tree.
Actual.
I mean, like a little bit of hair on the balls. Wow.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like a little bit above, but don't have it like climbing.
It's no. Not,
were you fucking a
like
hobbit?
Moss.
No shaft hair.
No, this is actually a porn performer. I was, I will not say who it was, but I was one of his, I was actually, no, his first scene back, and it was...
Back from not having electrolysis?
Oh, that sounds.
Get your hairy penis.
How do you?
Away
but how would you
me.
Even like? Would you shave that?
You can tweeze it.
It's
tweeze
just like. It. Oh, and also, girls, shave your asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Or have tail someone else feathers. Do it. The tail feathers.
I agree.
You approve of this message.
All right, ways I could get you to have sex with me.
You personally?
Sure, let's say me personally.
Pay me.
Ask.
It's really simple.
A well-written letter.
Really?
I am quite a wordsmith.
Yeah. Long walks on the beach.
Long walks on the beach.
Money and cake? And vodka?
Vodka flavored like cake?
But with actual cake, too. There has to be actual cake.
Orchestrate the end of the world, ensure there's just you and me.
I love the way you looked lovingly into his eyes when you said that.
That was romantic, Eric.
I'm just telling you what it's going to take.
I'm a little turned on.
I'm hard to get.
Jason, just ask.
Hey. Ding, ding, ding,
I'll
ding,
talk
ding,
to you after the show.
Points. I better get a lot of points for that one, just saying. Come on.
Make up a clever game category.
There you go.
Where you get all the answers.
There you go. And with that, let's end that round here. Let's give... Another 20 points. So, but you lost some points there. So we'll go.
Who lost
30.
Points? What are you talking about?
Sorry, Amy's. You
a real
20
tyrant.
Points, but you lost. You lost a few. So I'm going to give you 34. Total of 34.
I
now.
I don't know how we lost some, but I never got my wine.
He's like a cult leader. He's like a cult leader. He doesn't show his secrets.
It's all smoke and mirrors. All right, and Eric's team. Eric's team.
We were losing by two before. What happened?
You were losing.
But now?
You're tied now. 34-34.
Wow, that's so weird.
Let's take this moment to meet our other team here. First up, team captain Amy Claire.
Hey. Woo.
Amy is having her first child as a
right now.
Not right now. This second.
It's not allowed on stage.
No, I'm not.
obscenity.
Couple
laws.
More months.
And Amy, you are what?
I'm cisgendered. I am a female. I am engaged to be married. In 2 weeks, because we don't know how to do math.
In 2 weeks, are you ready? Are you prepared?
No, I don't even have a caterer locked down. It's a whole thing. No one should plan a wedding
in-and-out
when they're 6 months pregnant.
In and out truck shows up at your door.
We got
married at Denny's. I
wanted to go to the courthouse. I have a very sweet, sentimental fiance, and he is the one who wanted the stuff, and it's cute and it's so sweet. I'm just gonna look like a
you'll never forget it
giant me. Tomato you'll getting married because I'm wearing red. Because what do you know, not wear red when you're 6 months pregnant? Like, I had like a bachelorette bridal shower thing like 2 weekends ago, very mellow, obviously. And my fucking girlfriend's got me a stripper, and we're like staying in a hotel and like a group of gals, and the poor stripper, first of all, I was like, this is ridiculous. And the poor stripper, like, I don't think he knew he was like at the soccer mom bachelorette party. Like, at one point, literally, like, one of us reached over and turned down the music on his boombox. And he was dressed as a cop, but he also was most likely a member of the AARP. And it was like the uniform was kind of dirty and his underwear was kind of dirty. And he was like,
did they find him on Hollywood Boulevard? Like, maybe. By Hollywood,
like, I feel like it was perhaps a last minute decision. And then he's got this fucking 6 month pregnant chick sitting in a chair. I was in my robe and slippers at this point. I was just about to announce I was going to bed with the stripper.
So he didn't look like the guys in Magic Mike.
No, he did not.
He looked like their grandfathers.
Magic Marty.
Kind of like man boobs, and like he'd shaved his chest and stomach like 4 days prior, maybe.
Hello, ladies. I'm Moisha Tatum. Yeah. You might know my grandson.
And when you're pregnant, your sense of smell is like a dog, and it's so heightened. And he just smelled like Dracar Noir and sadness. Like, it was just
sadness has a smell.
That sounds like me in junior high, quite frankly.
Did you sleep with him, Amy?
And then I had sex with him
twice.
But see, the whole like male stripper thing for women, for myself, I want manservants.
Yeah, that's like stupid. I would have been happier if he'd been like, let me rub your feet and bring you a pina colada.
And bring me, and I just sit there and they fan you and they just bring you things and they just worship you.
Is that out there?
Just
somebody enterprising person doing that?
Yes,
I'm working on it. This is a billion-dollar idea.
Shark Tank.
There
is a new business in Richmond, Virginia about cuddling.
Oh yeah, I heard about that as well. Is that like hugging parties?
Yeah, you can pay people. It's like an actual place you go to, and you can pay people to cuddle with you, or read a book with you, or watch a movie with you.
Yeah, they Portland actually have that down here as well.
Oh really?
Yeah, I met a girl who did that. Yeah.
Where? Out of curiosity.
Where?
Did you get her name?
We'll talk after the show. I
think. Did you get it? So, yes, that's the male stripper story.
That sounds like a nightmare.
My sister was like, I was unsure if you were going to laugh or cry. And I was like, I was right in the middle. So it was just so uncomfortable. I felt bad for him. And he's like, yeah, I wanted to show up to the Sportsman Lodge in the Valley at 10:30 at night for a bunch of ladies with kids and a pregnant bride. Like, it was just...
I really hope they didn't pay him that much.
I kind of hope they gave him a tip.
Sounds like what he lacked in delivery, he made up for in like earnestness.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, earnestness.
That's what I look for in a stripper. Like, earnestness.
I agree.
Old school.
Yeah, like a jam box, and it lit up red, and he was playing. No. It's getting hot in here.
That's worth something. Come on.
I was like, nailed it.
It is not getting hot.
It was not hot.
You do not need to take off all your clothes.
It was cold and it was sad.
I am not getting so hot. You do not need to take your clothes off.
Please, please don't take your clothes off.
And at one point, he made me get up and take his pants off. I was like, fuck this shit.
No.
Like,
you know what?
You're paying.
Okay. What kind of underwear was he wearing? Were they like tidy whities?
They were like black. And they had Banana Republic around the thing, like not tidy white, but like
they weren't even rip away. They weren't even like
no,
and they were loose and kind of dirty. It was awful.
I don't think that was your actual stripper. I think that was just like a homeless guy that jumped your stripper on the way into the sportsman's lodge.
It might have been.
I had my dad stay there when he was in town. They don't have good security.
Did a photo shoot there once.
I agree.
All
right. Next, we have the hilarious comedian Susanna Lee.
Woo! You should all clap. I can see you, most of you. I can see your hands. Clap, goddammit. I've switched drinks for you, and you don't even clap.
Mm. Tell me about, I've seen lately some social media posts of you involving weightlifting of some kind.
Ooh. Oh, Jason, I've done a shit ton of stuff with my pussy. All right.
That's one of the things I like about you.
Well, I'm a former sex worker, so I've done that with my pussy. Various ways, various things, various disciplines or genres, if you will. And then for the E! Network, E! Exclamation point, I did some sort of extra work on a show, and I believe it's called Good Jobs. That's what RuPaul tweeted about it. And I did vaginal kung fu with Sofia Vergara's cousin, who hosts the show. So we put jade eggs with strings tied around them up our pussies and held a full Gatorade bottle. You better fucking clap for that.
That's strong.
I know, right? I could have done more. I could have done more, but they didn't let us do more because nobody, like, they didn't want us to show up the instructor who was holding a purse with hers. I could have fucking held a purse.
Yeah. Was it a...
Purse is probably
empty anyway. I can't hold things with my vagina.
Was that...
Oh, no, it was the jade egg. It was the egg. You just got to...
Was that segment sponsored by Gatorade?
I just did something with my pussy and took money for it and went on about my day, you know. And by the way, when I was on your show before, I was still a sex worker, and now I'm not for the first time in a very long time. I got fired for not going gently into that good night when the owner of the place I used to work kept all my credit card tips for February. So, no longer a sex worker.
What?
But still very bitter.
That's what we love about you. All right, and finally, we have a fellow AVN XBiz nominated adult star, the lusciously curvaceous Alex Chance.
Hi.
And Alex, may I inquire as to your gender and sexuality?
I am a female. Let's see. Heteroflexible-ish. I don't know. I like women. I like having sex with women. I like having sex with men. I don't think I'd ever date a woman. So whatever that means.
So you're bisexual, but
in
maybe heteroamorous.
Yes-ish. Sure.
Yes-ish. Okay. You can only date and romantically be involved with men, but
yes.
You are sexually attracted to
both men and women. Yes.
What about trans people?
I haven't explored that yet.
Sure.
Although Venus Lux is hot as fuck, so.
Word.
She was on the last show, and I would agree with you.
I mean, really, that woman puts herself together. Mm. She looks better than almost any of the girls at AVN. And I've showed her picture to male friends, and no idea. Just no idea. Mm. And then even when I tell them, they're still kind of like, they definitely think about it. But yeah, I have a boyfriend right there.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. And are you two monogamous?
We are, except for when I perform.
Okay.
So.
I think a lot of people have their trouble wrapping their heads around that.
Well, he also works in production and does some POV, which is point of view blowjob movies, which is your favorite ones. The girl looks up at you with her pretty eyes.
I'm a fan.
Oh my God, I love your cock so fucking much. It's so fucking big. I love it in my mouth. And then he gets mad at me for not looking at the camera. But it works out well because he works in production and I perform, so he actually completely understands that what I do is a job. Sometimes I might enjoy it. It might be awesome. I might get off, whatever. It might be fun. Sometimes it might be horrible and I'm just thinking about what I'm going to drink when I get home.
And you were almost a nuclear engineer?
Yeah.
Sweet. Could you
Well, okay. So when I was 18, apparently I got this wild hair up my ass that, hey, I should join the military. So I took the ASVAB, which is the something-something battery, whatever.
It's like arms, the SATs for the military
services,
or something?
Vocational aptitude battery test. Okay, and I got a 93 out of 99, which is very, very high. I wanted to be a corpsman, which is in the medical field in the military, but apparently I was too smart for that, so they told me I was going to be a nuclear engineer. Their problem was they gave me 6 months to think about it because there was that amount of time until the next schooling, and it was just... I decided it wasn't a good plan, and there was also, like, infertility issues with being around nuclear things and panic attacks and other bad things that go along with that. So I decided that wasn't the right career path. They wouldn't change my job. So 2 weeks before I was supposed to leave for boot camp, I bought a car, moved out of my parents' house secretly, and told my recruiter, who was a very, very scary, large African man. I can say African because he was actually from Africa. He was like probably like 6'6", just huge built man, that I wasn't going to join the military. So that was a little scary. And also he was a little pissed off because female nuclear engineers count as two people.
So he got double. You took away two recruits.
I did.
I think that's the only place in America where females count as two people. Yeah. Right? Or even one, quite frankly.
Although he, during the training, though, during the delayed entry program, he used to chase us with his car while we ran.
That sounds safe.
Super safe.
Love the military.
It motivated us, though. I will say it got us to run faster.
Isn't that a Radiohead music video? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, we have time for one last game. We here at Major Sex Party believe in asking and answering the tough questions. So let's put the Q in LGBTQ with our final round, questioning. I have some questions from the audience as well as some of my own. I'll pose these questions for our teams tonight, and we'll see what keen knowledge they have for us. Good answers will earn points, extra points for particularly honest answers or revealing answers. Let's get to it. So we have some from the audience here. What's the most erotic porn scene you've ever seen?
Oh, fuck. Okay, there's this scene that my friend Arabelle Raphael directed.
Oh, I love her.
She's the shit. She guest directed, I think, for Queer Porn TV. It's called, I think, Daddy's Little Princess. So Arabelle Raphael is from the POV, and you only catch her in like a mirror every now and then. And Tori Lux, Tori Lux calls Arabelle Daddy and is getting like fucked and just in all of the places by Mickey Maude, who has this giant hot dick. I love all three of them.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. And like, and I believe Aiden Starr is there too. Just like,
she is so little, but so amazing.
So
fierce. Her tits are so great.
And it's just like, do it for Daddy, Tori, do it for Daddy. And it's serious. I like that one. Is that okay? Can I say that?
That's Eric.
That was great. That was great for me.
That's my honest answer.
Eric, as a father of three, that's your favorite too, right?
Different kind of daddy. Come on. You know that.
I can't give an opinion on scenes. I watch in clip form. Very strange.
That you pay for, of course, right?
Clip form.
Yep. Clip. Yeah. Clips for sale porn?
I couldn't give an opinion about a whole scene. I can't watch a whole scene.
I can't remember the last time I sat through a whole scene.
A whole scene.
After being a dad, do you still like being called daddy?
Did you ever?
Ooh, I don't
or
like it.
I've never had that That's relationship where I'm called daddy.
Hey, no. Daddy.
I'm not a fan. About to start one.
It's hey, you know, daddy. It's not to be taken lightly. Edge play for some.
How does pregnancy affect sex? Anybody? Anybody?
It depends.
For anybody?
It depends.
It's different. It's...
My
you're a little limited in the in positions, obviously.
Right.
Like we were kind of a big like on your stomach from behind kind
like,
of family.
Like the rape position?
Sure.
I love that position.
But that stopped a long time. I can't be on my tummy. It kind of pisses me off, to be honest.
My wife did not enjoy her first trimester, so there's zero sex in the first trimester. She's very nauseated. It was very terrible. But then after, you know, there is a connection between having intercourse and procreating. And so then when there is something very sexual about, you're reminded that, like, yeah, we did that 3 or 4 months ago, and we're doing it again right now.
it's true. The first trimester, you're just like, you don't feel like great. And then, and plus you're like, what the fuck is happening to my body? And then like right when you're into it, then you're like, well, I guess we're doing it on our side.
Yeah.
Is there actually, I feel like there's a part where you get more horny in pregnancy. Is that true?
I think that's a little later on. Yeah. But
you looking
then
forward to
you're
that?
Big and then you're like, what the how does this fucking work?
Can you get on top?
Do you want
to? No, because I'm fucking pregnant and I'm not going to do that kind of work. I probably could.
All right, well, that segues perfectly. What is your go-to move in bed?
Ooh, I think. Is it okay?
Of course.
speaking of POV blowjob, I personally like that kind of porn. I think a lot of people in this world like that kind of porn. Oh my god, yeah. And I think that in the civilian sex world, people forget that when you're down there, like you can and should like put on a fucking show, you know? Like,
I love a show.
I love that you're just smacking your face, you know, like the microphone.
You know, like bat your eyes, like really get it in there, like frame it up.
Like look up.
Build
see
a little
what's happening
scene
right here.
I love it when I can see a girl's pretty eyes when she's licking my pussy.
Or, you know, yeah, exactly. Or a pretty boy's eyes when he's sucking my
cock. One
of
those, you know, exactly. It's just like, aww.
Yeah. See, and that's really cool because when working, I can give great face. For real, like the mascara is dripping and
that's
you're
great.
Gagging.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the best face.
You're like all in it.
That's the best face.
I wear waterproof.
It's sometimes it just
also good. There is no wrong way. As
I
far
do
as
love
I'm
shower sex.
Good face can
shower
be a messy
job,
face.
Actually,
shower blowjob. That's
I've the shower sex job. Where you stand like behind them and you jack them off like if it was your own cock and your hands are all like soapy. And it's
I like shower blowjob.
This is my
I
cock.
Do.
This is what I would.
You
do.
Don't get spritzed. I feel like I'm always like.
I feel like I almost die every time I have shower sex.
Turn around and the water's on him and you're all you can do is just turn the whole group around and you're good.
If you do it the wrong way, it essentially becomes waterboarding.
You've been doing it the wrong way.
My partner's kind of into that, so that must be the thing.
And you're good.
My go-to move is drowning.
I'm doing that on my wedding night. Sorry.
You know, if I'm trying to like really impress someone, maybe I'll get on top. Not him.
Oh, I'm taking away points for you. On behalf of you, I'm taking away points.
Okay.
See, on top is like come every time.
Before him. Actually, you know what? If he's done a really awesome job with things, though, I do get on top and maybe he gets the butt.
And by awesome job, you mean like he made you a cake?
Or did the dishes.
Yeah.
Well,
housework is foreplay.
Okay, but like for me, I would imagine like your go-to move would be like titty fucking. You are one of the amazing titty fuckers
I've been
out there.
I am. However, that is not his favorite thing.
Really?
He likes the ass.
Ooh.
Understand.
Like, however, and he told me not to say this, but I'm doing it anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Do it.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay? Can she do this? We have consent.
Okay,
it's not a hell yes,
consent
but I'll take it.
Is the whole thing. Really.
Exactly.
Guys, always make sure your people are consenting.
Always.
Especially with BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
he has a very thick cock. You can find it on the internet, so it's not like I'm revealing anything.
I'm sure he'd be aghast if that were to get out.
Tell
what? How dare you?
It's on box.
What a horrible thing to say.
But he has a very thick cock, especially towards the middle. So, like, get there, it'll get there, it'll get there. Then it's like, oh! So if he didn't have such a thick cock, he'd get anal more often. But I probably wouldn't like his cock as much if it wasn't as thick. So it's really a conundrum
catch
for
22.
Me.
Like, whoa.
Because I like it in my pussy
a lot.
Do
you wake up in the morning?
I know! Fucking first world problems.
Oh.
It's really great in my pussy, but I have to be like really motivated to get at my ass.
Right, and like when I was working, the only guys that would ask for anal were the ones with a big cock.
Mm. Why wasn't it the guys that like had the dicks that are like this
that,
big?
You got a pinky.
To them. Their wives don't have a problem giving it to them. If it doesn't hurt, why not? But the big cocks, they have to pay for it because that shit fucking hurts.
I actually
Thank
have...
She is so smart.
I have one of my best friends. We dated when I was 17. And we never did anal because I didn't know what that was back then. But yeah, so he always tells me, he's like, yeah, no, I never have a problem getting girls to anal with me. He's only like 5 inches.
Nice.
He has no issues. He's like
the
it's
perfect.
Great. Yeah. And he loves anal, but he has like the perfect, like, it's like a small butt plug.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like
so good.
I've been told that I have sort of a good all-purpose medium, lower to medium size.
That multifunctional.
Multifunctional.
There
yes.
we go. See, yes.
I've never had a woman go like, "Oh, that's too big."
Can I give you a high five?
But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
All inclusive.
All right. Question from Bridget, a female whose sexuality is open. How do I make my man more secure about my sexually positive outlook?
Sorry. Have a threesome?
Men are terrified of female sexuality. You know that.
I love like a horror film. I love being scared.
Yeah, it's good that way.
I think maybe have a threesome.
Just dive right in. Just, you know.
Well, male, female, or female,
yep.
female.
Well, it depends on how open she is. Well, I mean, or both. I've done both.
True, but it's
both on camera and off.
Most guys will sort of, if you bring up the idea of a two-girl three-way, most guys will be like,
they'd be like, all right.
But I've done it
both ways. I've only tried a DP once with the male-male thing, but it didn't go so well because I was 18, had no idea what the fuck I was doing. But I actually want to do one on camera this year, so yay! But yeah, it's, I don't know, I think most guys are more weirded out if there's another dude there than another girl.
Then again, some
guys are like super comfortable, like the guys that are doing double anal and double vag and like rubbing the dicks, and they're like, it's all okay because we're getting paid.
Yeah, that's
the best
part.
It's not gay if it happens in a three-way.
Is that like a saying?
It's a song.
Is there a bumper sticker?
There's a law. That's a law.
No, it is. It's on the books in California.
Yeah.
It dates back to ancient Greece. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Male, female is like my favorite. I love being sandwiched between
two men. I love
getting
the attention.
All that. Yes. Yeah. It's like everybody's like, it's all about you, and you have all this testosterone around you. Just yum. All of it. Yum.
I just love that their dicks have to rub together.
I'm cool with
thinking about that. I just look at it. It's like it's all about me.
I'm cool with girl as well, though, because then it's still all about me.
Yeah.
I like the cocks.
But for Bridget, though, we didn't answer Bridget's question. I would say if your partner is having some insecurities about you being, you know, such an exciting, passionate, fabulous slut, you know, just like be into, like make sure that you're fulfilling your partner's fantasies as well, and be sure to give them lots and lots of reassurance. That's what I'd say.
Mm-hmm. But at a certain point, insecurity can sort of be kind of a cockblock.
Find out what his fantasies are, though. Because he might have fantasies that are involved in your fantasies that you don't even know about yet.
You could all be living the dream together.
True.
Maybe play a little game one night with flashcards.
Like just learning
Did
the state capitals?
Flip charts or
No, learning about sex.
Oh, okay. Who do you most regret never having sex with? Mm. Bonus points if the answer is me.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Like, who's the one that got away that you never got a chance to have sex with that you're like, damn it, I'd pull the trigger on that.
I definitely have a friend from college who I have always wanted to have sex with, and now that we're aging, like I'm turning 30 this year, he's a little bit older than that. I'm like,
you're turning 30 and you're ancient.
It's hard when you work in porn. It's a little skewed. It's a little skewed. I'm just saying that I am noticing, like, yes, he has turned into a very handsome man, but he is no longer the like strapping 19-year-old that I had the hots for, and I'm
None
like, fuck,
are.
I should have fucked you when you were younger. It's still gonna be good. I know it'll be great with you and your man bun, but like
man bun.
No, man bun's LA. Come on.
Man
I'm not LA man bun.
He's not still clinging to youth, is he, with his man bun.
You know, I mean sometimes it's okay. I had one guy that I always wanted to fuck in high school. He was like super fucking hot. And, you know, it was, and then he told me a couple years later when I was working as a cocktail waitress at a bar that he'd like always wanted to fuck me and he was super drunk. He's like, oh yeah, I was only mean to you in high school because like I really liked you and I really wanted to fuck you. And that just kind of turned me off there a little bit. I was like, oh, he's still hot. Then recently, so our 10-year reunion's coming up, my 10-year reunion's next year. And he's like,
yeah.
Did you just facepalm
me? Children.
No, I'm so old. But
you're pretty.
You realize I have children older than you.
Okay, so to go on here. So he messages me on Facebook because he just found out that I did porn. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'd fuck you.
Thanks, buddy.
That was the message?
Yeah. And then he basically told me that he found out that I did porn. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'd fuck you. And then he let me know that he'd even pay to fuck me.
It's like a social media version of a construction catcall.
Totally.
Hey, I fuck you.
Emoticon.
Yeah, no, it's just bad. So if you ever want to fuck a girl,
I can't believe that
didn't
work.
Ever say that.
I don't think, I don't think anyone got away. I think
you fucked them all.
I agree.
I'm with you.
It's a good
I'm
place to be.
I believe that earns
some
points.
That's why I'm 39. I'm almost 40. That's why I'm getting married now, because I think I fucked everyone I wanted to fuck.
I think there's a point though too, like as we get older, ladies, that you realize that the things that you regret most are the things that you didn't do or people that you didn't do. So yeah, you just fuck whoever just sees those opportunities.
Yeah. I think I seized the opportunities.
I find I've become more prudish since I entered the industry. And sometimes
I have calmed down, so he can testify to that. I've calmed down so much since I got in the industry. And it even be like, well, not quite before dating him, because I was still kind of a slut. But, and people will attest to this, he has calmed me down. I watched a lot of Netflix.
And I think I know why.
Yeah. So,
tip of the cap.
Okay, let's move on. What is the sexiest part of your body? Bonus points for show and tell.
Are we allowed?
I have nothing to show, but I would say my willingness.
I think right now for me it's my super swollen feet. They're very sexy.
I bet there's a site for that.
There can't be. It's so gross.
I'm sure it's on Clips.
Godwin's Law.
It's so nasty.
My wife just yelled out, "Ghetto onion." I have a large black woman's ass.
Can we just? Can
Which,
you
if
just
it's your thing, it's your thing.
Let's see some of the goods. Shake it, don't break it. Oh, look at that.
Nice. Oh. Can you twerk?
That's got to be jelly, because jam don't shake like that.
It's very tight. It's very shapely.
That's awesome.
I'm surprised it's not black, though. You said it was black.
Well, he didn't pull his pants down.
Okay. It must be further down.
Made from a black woman's mold.
Oh, is the other part black, too?
It's weird. Eric is black from the waist down.
Sounds so sad. I'm so sorry.
From a distance, yes.
With a magnifying glass?
With a magnifying glass, yes.
No, you don't need a magnifying glass, but you do need proper reading glasses. To get
good
proper
lighting.
Focus. You need focus.
It's not true.
Thank you, honey.
That was Eric's wife, everyone.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you, stranger in the crowd. What does kinky mean to you?
Kinky.
Let's have a kinky.
What does kinky mean?
Oh,
you?
Kinky.
Short for Kristen.
Everything everyone is talking about at this show.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh God, no! I haven't seen the movie, but still, oh God, no. I think the kinky is just like, again, it's different things to different people. Kinky to a completely vanilla couple could be, we're using a blindfold, but kinky to me could be, getting hogtied and fucked by, like, six dudes.
Nice.
Which I haven't done yet, but I really, really want to do this year.
Yes. It's like a blindfold.
I have a bucket list.
It's different.
Maybe there'll be a blindfold involved.
Right.
I got suspended for the first time a couple times last year and this year. I am not that young. I got suspended at Morpheus Bondage Extravaganza on the upper floor at Kink. And that was absolutely amazing. And, like, my hair was all tied up, and it was really awesome.
Oh, my God. I suspended.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were like, I can't come back anymore.
You broke the rules?
Maybe I broke the rules stand up like that. I don't know. Maybe that was my punishment. But I've been getting really more into the BDSM scene. I went to my first play party when I was at
God, you were just racking up the bell rings.
Yeah, when I was at the Woodshed in Orlando for FIRE, which is the Florida Intensive Rope Experience. It was absolutely amazing. What was really cool about the play party, as opposed to like doing bondage for work or for a shoot or for a photo shoot or something like that, is it was completely just in the moment, really cool. There was no photos, there was no video, there was nothing like that allowed. So it was just all about what was going on. And I was suspended, and then I had rope as well tied to my hair. And Lord Morpheus was actually spinning me around by my hair.
Lord Morpheus.
Just so everyone makes sure.
Just to plug, he also has a brand new book out, Bondage Basics, that I'm in.
Wow.
And, but yeah, no, it
is
was...
Is he in The Hobbit?
No, he's way cooler than that.
The Matrix, that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. But it was actually, it was amazing. It was a completely just different experience. And it was just really, really fucking cool. And also watching people, like, doing different things that maybe I wasn't necessarily comfortable with, but seeing them do it was super cool as well. Like, I saw this girl that was completely tied up like this, and she had clothespins all over her, and, like, clothespins on her pussy lips, and, like, all sort, and, like, wax, and, like, it was just amazing just watching all different sorts of people from all different body types and cultures and different things just at this one event just doing what they wanted to do. Oh, and I also got lit on fire.
Oh,
killer.
Just remembered.
On purpose, I would hope.
No. There was this really cool thing. So I couldn't do cupping because I couldn't have marks. But this girl basically did this thing where she lit, she traced a line of rubbing alcohol on my back.
Sure, yeah.
And then she lit the piece of cotton on fire and then did that, and then she put it out with her hand.
Ah. Yeah. I used to, as a young, nerdy high schooler, I taught myself how to eat fire. Rubbing alcohol doesn't burn that hot, actually.
That was pre-internet, wasn't it?
It was pre-internet.
Wow, yeah. Good for you.
A lot of extra time on my hands.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. It felt like an awesome massage. Honestly, it was really cool, and at a convention called Fire, I just kind of wanted to be lit on fire.
I was going to say blindfold.
Kinky, it's a relative term.
It's a relative term for everybody.
Well, that dovetails nicely. Okay, in five words, what is your ultimate sexual fantasy? Again, bonus points, it involves me.
Five words?
Five words. Gotta make it hard somehow.
Cake and a nap, please.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Seven men gang bang restraints.
Nice.
On me. Restraints on me.
I mean, I know it just happened, but it wasn't, like, quite real. It was still porn. You know, we didn't have the actual jerseys. So San Francisco Giants gangbang. But for real, with Buster Posey. I just want to put things in his mouth.
Colin Kaepernick with the sidearm.
Five men kidnapping me sex?
Yes.
Grammatically not well, but I'll still give you points.
I was trying to make it five words.
Kidnapping me sex now.
I needed a width.
Susanna, any, what would be the thing that you before you die, you get one thing.
Before I die?
Before you're sent to the gas chamber.
Oh, something that leads up to that.
Yeah.
Is that too dark?
I was totally on board.
Hey, this is a non-snuff crowd.
I just want to have an awesome sex experience.
No judgment. Right.
I mean, you should go out the way you came in, which is with an orgasm.
I'm fucking pro-snuff, all right? Like, we don't professional know snuff. I'm not talking about just some Craigslist guy that's going to fucking kill me. I want the best of the best. Someone from Germany.
And you want to go out like...
Yeah.
You want one of those Craigslist German cannibals. That's only two for you.
Oh, yes.
Everyone wants to go out with a high five.
I don't actually care what he does with my body once he kills me.
Oof.
I have no words.
But I want it to be quality up until the final moment. Then afterwards, do whatever you want to. Prop me up like fucking Weekend at Bernie's. I don't care.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's, we'll leave it at that.
That lightened it up. Eric, that made it not so dark, huh? You should like that.
Five words, Susanna Lee in Weekend at Bernie's. Or Susanna Lee, Weekend at Bernie's. There you go. How about this?
Wait, no, Eric didn't answer the question.
Oh, Eric. Come on, Eric.
My wife knows this. Cavern of boobs.
That's only three words.
It's a surreal thing.
I'm going to give him, that's fine.
It's just
boobs
that,
equals
it's a dark
as many words as you want.
I enter and it's just lined with boobies.
Have you seen the boob bouncy boobies? Houses? Like you can get a bounce house that's
I
just
have
made of
not.
Boobs. Yeah, you check it out.
Can I have
there
that?
You go.
I got a birthday
have
coming up.
Birthday next year?
It's a boob bounce house at my house. My
a
birthday.
Bounce house of boobs? Why do I not know about this?
Bounce house of boobs.
I saw it on the internet. I thought you guys should know.
How do you react to a queef?
Dude, it happens when you like go from doggy style to another position. Like, deal with it.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Going.
No,
just keep going.
Most of the time, we just kind of laugh about it.
It's funny.
Ignore it. It depends on how loud it was, what the situation was. And most of the time, you just either laugh or just ignore it because you're on camera. And you're just like, oh, it happened. All right. And then
you laugh
sometimes
or ignore
kind of
it when you're not on
you.
Camera.
Like, yeah. Still, like, there's still air in there.
My, I think my first official shoot at kink.com was for a site called Device Bondage with this wonderful director named Claire Adams. And the second scene she did with me, she put an old style speculum in my ass. So it was all open, gapey town with like wax and stuff.
Gapey town.
You know, gapey town.
Population, you know. Nothing. There's nothing in there. Right?
Population, me.
Can we visit?
But that was, yes. DeviceBondage.com. But so that was just the second scene though. So then we go back and Claire Adams is a very like stoic dom, you know, and then this other dude was the camera guy who I kind of had a crush on but didn't know very well, and little old me. And for the third scene, I'm just sitting there and all this air is just coming out of my ass, just, and they're like, it's okay, just let it out. I'm like, okay, it's okay. Just deal with it. Just, okay. Like, shake it off. Shake it off. Because, you know, sex, it
that's
just
what that
makes
Taylor
sense.
Swift song is about, actually.
Shake it up.
Yeah, it's, like I said, I think it's worse than the actual creep, though, is I think when they keep fucking you and there's still air in there.
I always like, worry about my health about that. It's like,
okay, along that
sorry,
line.
We had a really accurate.
Okay. It's a little
along
higher
that
pitch.
Line, but not a queef. So I have this friend of mine. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. But she says her favorite is to be eaten out. She loves to be eaten out. But
I'll say that.
If a man eats her outright and she totally relaxes, she gets really gassy. So she gets really noisy, super gassy.
No.
So the men that I've talked to like have this conflict because they're like, well, I want to do a good job. But I really don't want her to like have
just, so she's
right.
Just
the
like
reward is and like constantly like fart like, fart.
No.
Yeah,
she just needs to find a fart fetishist.
Right,
that's
exactly.
It.
Yeah. So she comes to me and she's like, I don't know what's up with men these days. They like eat you once or twice, and then I think they just do it to impress you. But I can't get anybody who wants to keep eating me.
Could she take some Imodium? I don't gas X.
Wait, is this a joke or a real story?
No, this is for real. This is for real.
And like, and then what did he say?
No.
Is he a priest?
That's her thing. She gets really super gassy when she starts to relax, and she can't understand why nobody will continue to eat her.
Because well, they
I'm
don't
sure
want to fart on their face.
No one
their face.
I try to lighten the mood by
some people do.
By permanently referring to the woman as Queen Laquifa.
You had
that
to.
That usually just dispels
one
you
option.
You had to.
All right, and the final question, how much?
How much what?
How much? For what?
The SusieQExperience.com. Find out.
SusieQExperience.com.
No, actually, I do want to say, though, like, no offense or anything. I fucking hate it when... Does anyone else hate it when people are like, so how much do you charge for your services? Like, I feel like reporters ask me that all the time.
It's a sliding scale at best, right?
No.
I mean, the thing is, okay, in the context of, like, reporting and things like that, I always get a little... I'm like, why do you want to know? Do you want to hire me? Mm-hmm. Okay, SusieQExperience.com. Go fill out a reference form, and we'll take it from there. Right? I don't know. I'm sorry to be all serious on you, but like it is. It's one of my pet peeves.
I was actually more for Eric. How much?
Wait, are we going back to what's it going to take to get something in my butt?
That's right.
Jason Major has made it his quest. That's
a quest. I don't know.
I think every man has his number. I think every man has his number.
Well, oh, yeah. I like stuff
there's
in my butt, so it's a very slow
everything.
Number.
You know, a lot of guys like things in their butt. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't know. It probably wouldn't take that much. It'd be
Donald Trump comes in here and he's like, I'm going to put my hairpiece in your hair. $1 million. Bam.
Yeah, fucking $1 million, sure.
$1 million, there you go.
Go ahead, Donald.
Let's crowdfund this.
Remember that
and
conversation we had
on the
earlier?
Client. It depends on what they're there for.
Yeah, I don't... I charge $7.50 a day for writing services, so...
For what?
For writing services, so for $7.50, you can put something in my butt, Jason. But it's got to be cash.
Working in Hollywood is very similar.
None of that Chase quick pay or any of that shit.
When I worked at Mustang, it's $1,500 an hour for my time.
Nice.
Yeah.
I get more than two dings for that.
That was
1,500 dings.
And I was worth every penny.
I'm quite like with the sexual surrogacy thing. Like, does insurance cover this at all?
Yes, I have malpractice insurance.
Nice.
No, but I like Blue Cross. Will Blue Cross pay you?
I'm not going to, like, if I injure somebody?
Well, no. But, no. Like to cover the payment for your services, will an insurance company bill you?
There are actually, like, in Israel, it's actually totally legit. So they have it set up, and their insurances do cover sexual surrogacy. Here in this country, you can get around it if you are disabled and you need, like, special like physical therapies, it can fall underneath that. But just for like a 45, 50-year-old virgin or erectile dysfunction, if you can't fall under some sort of disability, then no, you have to pay out of pocket.
Hmm. All right.
Thanks, Obama.
Right? But I do love that I do have some clients whose insurance benefits cover sex work, and that's fantastic.
Awesome. Totally.
So I'm going to put my little pitch here right now. If you haven't heard already, join SWAP, Sex Workers Outreach Project, work on decriminalization and making these things legal.
Wow.
Bam, please.
Excellent. I agree. Okay, well, after that round, it looks like our winners are Eric's team with 82 points.
Bullshit.
Amy's team, I'm sorry. You lost some points
flip
with
a
the
table.
Feels good, don't
you? Lost some points with Mo. I apologize. 77. Thank you all of you for coming, and thank you for my amazing panel, Eric Normington, Amy Clare, Susanna Lee, Dr. Lori Bennett-Cook, Susie Q. James, Alex Chance. Does anybody want to plug anything? Sorry, Susanna?
I do a dirty storytelling show at 3 clubs the second Monday of every month. It's called Dirty Birdie Story Hour. You can go to dirtybirdiestoryhour.com. And you know what? If you go there and you go to the ticketing site, which is totally different, that's a brown paper tickets thing, but you put in the code DIRTYBIRDIE, it's free.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Free show. Awesomeness.
Free show. I don't usually get very drunk at that show either, so you're going to get, you know, the best of me.
Anyone else?
Check out my podcast, thewhorecast.com. You can also find me in the SF Weekly, and that's where you can also find the Game of Thrones podcast, Winter is Coming on Your Face. And as I said before, the SusieQExperience.com if you'd like to see me someday.
I can't listen to your podcast yet because I'm behind.
Aww.
I blame him because he's still reading it on his Kindle. My website is actually, what time is it right now?
10 o'clock.
My website is launching in 2 hours and 1 minute.
Oh, good for you.
AlexChanceXXX.com. I'm super, super excited about it. It's through the Cherry Pims Network. Follow me on Twitter at AlexChanceXXX. I post a lot of random shit on there, sometimes pictures of my boobs, sometimes pictures of my food, all sorts of crap.
Both very appetizing.
Yeah, sometimes pictures of my boobs with food.
Best.
That I can get behind, hipsters.
I did actually post a picture of my boobs with my Thanksgiving turkey.
Mm.
That's so hungry. So weird, I did that too.
Seriously?
No.
Make it a thing, people.
No, it was cool though. And I sent them to all my dream lovers.
I'm going to call it turkey and yams. That's what that's called.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
I did have yams.
Making a thing this season.
But check out my website. Also, my clips are sale store, leavesexachance.com. You can find me doing everything from coming soon, eating glazed donuts with Sovereign Sire, to jerk off instructions to Steak and BJ Day.
I'm sorry, what was the last
steak
one?
And BJ Day.
I thought you said
and BJ Day.
I thought you said snaking BJs.
No, I don't know what that is. Is that like uber deep throating?
Sneaking them.
I don't know.
But yeah, I have a clip on there where I celebrated Steak and BJ Day, and it was absolutely awesome. I think it's the best holiday.
I agree. I like this holiday a lot.
I made a steak and did a blowjob. And like had the steak there.
That's
like,
what steak and BJ Day.
March 18th.
March 14th.
March 14th. It's the male Valentine's Day is for women. We all know this. I mean, let's face it.
Right. Yeah.
So
1 month later,
is Steak and a BJ Day.
Eric, where... do you celebrate this?
I do now.
He does now.
You're welcome.
That's why I linger around Sizzlers all the time.
Well, May is masturbation month as well.
May is masturbation month,
so do lots of that.
It's masturbation month?
Yes.
I'm going to join Twitter soon, so check out that.
Awesome.
I'll tell people to follow
you. 2.5 hours.
It's going to drop soon.
I'll be on there pretty soon, so look for me.
Amy, you want to...
You can follow me at Go Miss Amy Clare on Twitter. I tweet about being pregnant.
Are you
going to
tweet
right
after
now.
You have your kid, or are you just going to quit?
I'm going to keep tweeting.
Woo! Right. Keep tweeting.
Rebel.
Keep tweeting. All right. And with that, a special thank you to Sex Positive LA and Sex Positive World for their support and generous help. Visit sexpositiveworld.org. And thank you to Buzzbees for letting us be all nasty in here. You can find out about upcoming live shows and connect with us at majorsexparty.com. Visit majorsexparty.com for all your sex-themed quiz show needs. Like, tweet, and tumble all over us with the hashtag #MajorSexParty. I'm your host, Jason Major. Yay. This has been Jason Major Sex Party. Thank you, and good night, everybody.
Yay!